Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting live from the Joe's and Network studios in downtown Medina, Tennessee. It's that time of week again. It's time for the Josie Show. Bringing you the most exciting music news and guests from around the world. Right here on the Josie Show. Please make welcome the beautiful, the talented, the lovely, America's radio sweetheart, Mrs. Josie Asantino Boone.
Josie here. I hope you guys are having an amazing day. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Josie Show. We have a great show for all of you. We have great guests, JMA nominees, and performers at our JMA Fest. Herrick, Donna, and Carrie Herrick are going to be joining us here. I'm so looking forward to catching up with them to talk about their new album and single, Sunderland Road. So let's do it. Enjoy. Please welcome to the Josie Show my guests, Carrie and Donna Herrick of Herrick. Hello.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing great. Thank you both so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having us on the show. It's great.
Oh, anytime. I've been looking forward to this. And we have so much to talk about. But first off, I want to start by talking about your nominations at this year's Josie Music Awards. Congratulations.
Excited. We're so excited.
Pretty awesome on the nominations that we got. We're humbled and thrilled at the same time. Those are big deals to us, so we don't take them lightly. We appreciate it very much.
Well, it's well-deserved. It really is. All of them. All three are very well-deserved, and it really shows through your work how much you love and have a passion for the music, and I think that's why people, you know, are just so drawn to you guys. So I want to talk about the album Sunderland Road. So what might our listeners find on this album for those who have not heard it yet? It's so good, y'all.
Well, we recorded that. It was during the pandemic, and Snake Reynolds,
Ron Snake Reynolds, yeah.
Nick Reynolds was like, you know, let's write together, you know, come on over, let's write together. And we started writing with him, and we wrote like four, and we were like, you know, he's like, you know, let me record your vocal. He says, I want your vocal, you know, to be shown, all those nuances that, you know, he always said, he says, you know, I don't like it when vocals sound like they're going through a sock.
Right. That's hilarious.
And I'm like, yeah, I don't either. So let's do this. And you know, and just to do something different. And, you know, he's known for his mixes, which are unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then it was like, you know, why don't you co-produce the album with us? Because he played so much on the album, too. He did a lot of guitar parts, a lot of keyboard parts. And so he co-produced it with us. And he's like, you know, let's get Album of the Year. He goes, that's what you guys need to get. Let's get Album of the Year. So, no, the fact that we were nominated for Album of the Year is huge because we lost Snake last October to complications with COVID, and which was totally, like, it was just so shocking.
Right.
To all of us. I mean, even his, you know, everybody was just like, what the heck? You know, it was totally shocking. So it really means a lot to us that we really, that was the last project.
But this album, it's kind of a awesome journey, but each song has its own identity.
Yeah.
But it's such a great journey to walk. I mean, Snake, it was different writing with, his name's Ron Snake Reynolds. We call him Snake. Everyone called, but so we can't help but forgive us if we just keep saying, everybody's going, what the hell are they talking about? Anyway, the songs he brought to the table, the songs before, we just kind of came together. I don't know, it just worked out so well and was so easy and fluent and poetic. And he brought a whole different perspective to writing for us, and we really enjoyed it. And the stories have pictures. I mean, I love great songwriters. You can visualize their songs. It was just great to we're pretty proud of this album. I mean, we are pretty proud of this album.
Oh, and
yeah, it's our Crown Jewel is what we call it.
Yeah, as you should be. This is the album to be proud of. And how do you feel this album differs from your previous albums?
I think it's deeper.
Deeper.
Really dug deep and reached back. We reached back into, you know, or just when we were writing it, it was, I mean, every song, like Sunderland Road, which will be our new release to radio, coming August 12th, that one, they're all personal. I mean, all, you know, there's no fluff. There's no, you know, there's fun. But like Harry said, it's got turns and twists to every song. We worked really hard on the songwriting.
Yeah, went back, Rick Dunham saying we reached back to our roots.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't intentional. It was just the way we wrote. Snake was talking to me one day before we really got into it, and we were just talking about writing. He said, you know, I'd love to just record Donna. I said, she's got this incredible rock voice, and she has this incredible, beautiful voice. And mm-hmm. I want to capture that beautiful voice. And that's what he did for a career, his entire career for, I mean, my God, 40 years or something. But
yeah.
And that's the one he wanted to grab. And so we wrote, and he was, I know we keep going back to Snake. But
we love him.
That's what made it different. I mean, we just wrote from a different perspective, thanks to him. And I was listening to it's probably vain, but I was listening to the album this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing all these running around everywhere, and I haven't listened to the whole thing in a while, and I thought, this is just a great album. I mean, I know it sounds arrogant to say that. I don't mean to come across that way, but
mm-hmm.
it really is. We couldn't have done a better job on it, I don't think.
Yeah, you could tell when you're proud of your own project, you know that you put so much heart and effort into it. That's when you know that it's a good album. You know what I mean? So I hear you.
Right. And let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, and it was a very easy process. It wasn't hard. And that was thanks to Snake. He taught us so much. You know, he was retired, and he came out of retirement to do this. And we did it in his home studio. And
He did not intend to be a co-producer. Just one day, like, you know what, Snake? You've done so much. Congratulations, you're co-producing.
Promoted.
He just wanted to write some songs. He wanted to write a double album.
He
wanted to get some songs on Donna's voice and some of our duets. And then we were cutting some stuff for some artists and writers in town. He's having to see backup going for Dean Dillon and all this stuff for some of their projects. But the biggest thing was he just wanted to capture that. But he put so much into this. I've never seen anybody mix a full production and remix it twice in one day like it's nothing. And it was just so much fun. Maybe it's fun, Donna, because Snake did so much just sitting there in his studio.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it's really easy for Carrie and I because usually that we have to do all that. So to have somebody step in and take care of that, and we could trust him.
Yeah.
Because of essentials, there was no. Yeah. Doubt that he could do it. It was like, no, we're in good hands.
And we were very careful to put the heart in every song from the beginning of a note to the very end. You can tell a difference from Sunderland Road, that story of, and it's a real place. Now, funny thing on a side note on Sunderland Road, it really was a 640 square foot home, but that didn't roll off the tongue until 1900.
He's talking about the single on the album, not the whole album.
Yeah.
I wrote the song, it was a 900. Yeah. Square foot. It actually was 640 square foot, but we couldn't say that without complicating the line. So,
right.
It's based on a true story.
Yeah. Nobody would believe 600. 900 is more believable.
Yeah. Y'all are hilarious. It's such a good song, too. It really is. And that's going to be the next single release to radio. August 12th, right, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
That's wonderful. I'm so excited. I know it's going to do very well. It's a great song, and I love that it's a true story and it's meaningful to you. You know what I mean? More on a personal level for you. And I think a lot of people will be able to get it because, like you said, with all of your songs that are on the album, Sunderland Road, they all have stories that you can picture. You know what I mean? Like, you can go in your head and picture what is going on. And I think that's what makes great songs. And so I wanted to ask, is there a chance, or is there already out a music video for any of the songs on this album?
Yeah, Some Kind of Lonesome is on there. The music video for that. We have a lyric video for Freedom, but we're actually right now making a video for Sunderland Road.
So
there will be a video to back up the single.
And also, we'll do one for Cinderella Shoes.
Yes.
And
That's exciting.
There'll be several pieces off this album, so we've got a lot of work ahead.
Yeah. Oh, and those story songs are make perfect music videos, so I figured that's where y'all are going to go. So I'm excited about the Cinderella Shoes one and, of course, Thunderland Road.
Yeah.
Both of those are going to be great music videos, and I hope everyone checks out your current videos on YouTube. You also have a great website. Can you please give out that as well?
Sure. It's herricklive.com, H-E-R-R-I-C-K, live, L-I-V-E.com.
Perfect. Check them out, everybody. And I do want to mention, because since the last time we talked, you did not have the Herrick Live show. So can you tell us a little bit about how that began?
Yeah. During COVID, of course, a lot of people were doing live streams. And then we were like, you know, let's do a live stream. Let's do a show and, you know, but do it the best we can. Not just turn on a camera and you know, play live. We actually have a show with, you know, the full everything.
Yeah.
But we do our songs, we do covers, we talk to the audience live. It's very interactive, and we love to be able to reach fans that, you know, that we necessarily could not reach, you know, all over the world. So it's been quite, I mean, we've got thousands of views. You know, it's just amazing the response we've been having on the Herrick Live show. It's been great. And if you haven't seen it, come check us out every Thursday, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time.
It's across every board of social media, too. And
Yeah, we just can't figure out Instagram yet. We're trying to work on that one.
Right. Oh, my goodness. There's so many social networking sites out there. But the ones that you're on, you know, of course, Facebook. And also, if they go to your website, it has all of your show dates. It's a great website. It's everything. And you can also get exclusive content, too, the fans. So it's pretty cool.
If you do the tab that says the Herrick Live Show on the top, you can actually watch the show live from our website, too. Yeah. You don't have to go to a social media site. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, all of them.
They're all there.
Yes. Check it out, everybody. It's a lot of fun. You're going to love it. It's really cool. It's kind of like a concert. Just sitting there on your couch, you could just have a drink, make some popcorn, and enjoy the show. It's awesome. So everyone, check it out.
Every friend of ours was saying they thought it was like a new hee-haw.
Yeah. I can see that.
That's a great compliment.
That is. That's a great compliment.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. See, it's a lot of fun. During the time of COVID, people had to really hone in on their craft and be able to continue, you know, doing music in all these different outlets. So you guys really used your platform to be able to continue.
Yeah, it forced us to be a little bit more creative. And But that's what, you know, with being an artist, most artists, I mean, that's what they do. And, you know, it gets hard when things, you know, happen. It just, the creativity, you know, part comes out of you, and it just drives you to be creative. And it was,
you're
still
creative enough to write a song. You're probably creative enough to make some new form of outreach with your business. You know about this, Josie. You're all the same thing. So it's just entrepreneurism. That's all it is.
Right. You just got to keep going.
So it's dabbing into everything you can and reaching out every way you can.
Exactly.
And putting yourself in position for success. Our success is because we have sincere fans who love us. That's what we long reach for. That's what we reach for every day. So.
And we love them back. I mean, you have to love your audience, and we certainly do. I mean, every single one of them.
That's what it's all about, and I know that they appreciate the music and also looking into your lives through your music. And I got to ask, are you working on a new album? You kind of gave a little bit of a teaser before we turned on this interview, but are you guys working on a new album that you could tell us about as of yet?
We are, because we're always working on the next album.
Right, I figured.
Seriously, but we are, and we have a few songs done already, and it's going to be, again, it'll be a little different.
That's exciting. I love that. Everyone, make sure you stay tuned to the website, you know, herricklive.com, and also on social networking sites. Go and find them so you can keep up to date with all that's about to happen, because y'all are about to blow up some new stuff, some new music. Can't wait. I'm so excited. And August 12th, Thunderland Road, the single, will be releasing on radio. So request it to all of your local stations, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all you.
Yes, do it. And then, of course, you could stream the wonderful album, Thunderland Road, on all of the music outlets that are out there today. So check it out.
Right. They can actually take a trip they can go on our site.
Yeah, they actually sign up to receive the album for free. It'll drop right in their inbox, their mailbox, their email inbox.
They go to HerrickLive.com.
And every day they will get a new experience that just drops right into their email. So that's really fun, too. That's something different we did with this album. We literally, you know, we gave it away for free.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's not just the songs you're getting. It's actually videos behind the scenes, why we wrote the songs, interviews, that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
It's pretty fun. It's really cool.
It is very cool. I love it. Exclusive content, y'all. You can,
yeah.
That's nothing better. Nothing better than that. And before we go, I have a couple fun questions for y'all. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
You ready, Carrie?
Carrie's like, I don't know if I'm ready. What's she about to ask? Yes, I love it. All right. So I have to ask you guys, because you guys do a lot of live shows. Have y'all ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you could recall? Anything that just didn't go well live and in person? Or a funny moment. Awkward.
I've got one.
Uh-oh.
We, of course, we cut our teeth in clubs and sing, you know, and back in the Pacific Northwest in Spokane, we used to do a club every weekend, and we had a really tall drummer. His name was Dave Reynolds. Hey, Dave, if you're out there. but I was sitting there singing, and all of a sudden, this guy, and Carrie's standing right beside me. He didn't stop him. He came charging. Even though he's right beside me, but the guy comes running up to the stage. It's like he could control himself, and he grabbed me, and he pulls me close, and I'm like, oh, I'm just waiting for a big wet kiss, you know, or something. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
And he whispered in my ear, I'm going to take you away. I have a ranch. I'm going to take you away, and all this stuff, and I was just, he was holding me really tight the whole time, and our drummer, he was so funny, he just got up, walked over his drums, because he was so tall, and he just grabbed the guy and just threw him off the stage, it happened a lot, that kind of stuff, but.
Oh, that is so crazy. Oh, my goodness. Carrie's over there probably like, what is happening here? I don't like it.
He didn't even know what happened, I don't think.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and then the strippers. That's always fun when you get strippers.
Yeah, we could. But sometimes we throw a bluegrass segment in there, and you hear that, and oh, my God, there's a chair in the middle of the floor. We're like, what the?
What?
No doubt, no doubt it happened. And there was a time when the whole band and the road manager left me with some swingers, which I didn't know what they were. I thought they were just nice people, and they were left. That was awkward. I was going to go all day with this.
The things you see on the road.
You hear the swinger when that
was. that was a gem.
I can't believe they're saying this. No, the stripper one. Somebody had actually hired a stripper to come in and strip during our set, which
interesting.
You know, of course, it's illegal, but
yeah.
and that was at another club. So yeah, we've had some interesting, you know, the things we see from stage. Some of them we just don't want to repeat.
Right. Stories that you're just like, okay, well that happened. So let's just hope that doesn't happen at the next show. And we keep going from here. All the things you see on the road. I'm sure y'all have stories for days. You need to write a book about it.
We will. That's on my list.
Yes, that needs to be on your list. Yes. The last fun question that I have for you guys. If you guys could be any animal in the wild, which animal, like, best personality do you think suits each other? Let's do, Carrie, what do you think? What do you think, Donna? What animal do you think she is? And then, Donna, what animal do you think Carrie, best personality suits?
I would say Donna,
yeah.
Respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
I would say a she-wolf.
A she-wolf. Love it. Why?
She's very family-oriented. She understands what's going on around her all the time, and she's always intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't mess with her either.
That's right.
Yeah, you got me. That's all I got.
That's right. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. What's Carrie? What do you think?
That'd be a good one, Donna.
God, no.
On the spot.
You don't want to know.
You go with the gold retriever. You better not go with the gold retriever.
No. What first came? Do you want to know what first came to my mind or what I?
Yes.
Not on radio.
Not on radio.
Well,
he's scared.
I know. He should be.
Why? It's on there forever.
No. It's cute.
Okay.
It's not real. But.
I'm ready.
Cute. So what, cute? I just called
Harry.
Him a cute wolf.
I know.
He's like, I want to be a strong animal.
Harry's like Eeyore. That's what
I love you guys.
He is. He's like Eeyore.
Well, I guess I gotta go.
I still think you gotta get rid of that one.
This is gonna make the blooper reel. Oh, that is so funny.
I just never would have thought about it.
Right.
I mean, if that, I have called him Eeyore before. You know, I've done that before.
Right.
Actually, I'm not.
He could not even not see himself like that.
Right. So. Oh, that's hilarious, though. That is so funny. Y'all are the best. I got to thank you both so much for taking time to talk to me because you guys are just a hoot. And I'd love to have you both back on again very soon, okay? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And also, y'all are going to be performing at JMA Fest this year for us on October 22nd.
All right. Yes, they are. I'm so excited about it. They're going to rock it. They always do. Before we go here, we have a word from one of our sponsors at JMA Fest and the 8th Annual Josie Music Awards, a couple of them, so we want to play these for you right now.
Hey, y'all, this is Ron Stone, and I've got a question for you. Why would you drink plain old whiskey when you could be drinking Garage Oil American Badass Whiskey? Our one-of-a-kind spirit with its proprietary flavor profile was recently voted the best-tasting whiskey in Texas. Garage Oil is the smoothest, most delicious whiskey you're ever going to get your hands on. So stop drinking plain old whiskey and go out and get you some American Badass whiskey. Even the shape of our unique bottle is award-winning. So look for the one with the hot rod on the label and pick up a bottle today, I promise you. It's going to make you smile and have a good time. To find out more about Garage Oil and where to get it, go to GarageOilSpirits.com. That's GarageOilSpirits.com. And remember, America, keep your parts lubed.
American Bass Whiskey Garage.
Sisters in Music hosts Sim Jam Nashville, October 22nd, 2022, part of JMA Fest 2022 at the Nashville Palace. Our stage is sponsored by Prasad Entertainment LLC and C. Natasha Productions.
Join us for live music from 12 to 9 p.m. local time. Multiple artists across multiple genres. For more info, please visit www.sistersinmusic.org/events. Hope to see you there.
Lord, when I die,
JMA Fest 2022 proudly welcomes country music sensation Craig Campbell on October 22nd to JMA Fest for our evening concert at the Troubadour Nashville.
Located at 2416 Music Valley Drive.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. JMA Fest 2022. Craig Campbell goes on at 8. Don't miss it.
Get those tickets now at www.jmafest.com/concert.
Presented by the Josie Music Association and Country Blast Radio. Seating availability is limited, so get those tickets now. See you there.
Thank you all so much for tuning in today. We truly appreciate your time and for listening in to us. And thank you to all of our sponsors for JMA Fest and the 8th Annual Josie Music Awards. We appreciate y'all very much. And we love you all. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And we will see y'all again next week. Bye-bye.
The Josie Show is copyrighted property of the Josie Network of Brands. It may not be duplicated, altered, or edited, sold, or aired without written consent from the Josie Show owners. Any copyright infringement of the Josie Show will be subject to legal actions.